This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders will hold emergency video talks Wednesday to discuss the crisis in Belarus, where protests are swelling against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. The summit was called by EU Council President Charles Michel after Moscow said it was ready to provide military help to its ally, Lukashenko, who has ruled Belarus since 1994. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday the United States was following events, quote, very closely, quote, in the former Soviet nation. President Trump said it was a, quote, terrible situation, end quote. Washington has already called for Belarus's president to open talks with civil society. Workers at a state-run factory confronted Lukashenko with chance of leave Monday as pressure built on the strong man to step down. Employees at several factories and state television walked off the job after an historic protest Sunday brought as many as 200,000 demonstrators to the streets. In footage widely shared on social media, workers shouted at the Belarusian president as he tried to give a speech. Visibly angry, he walked off the stage. The six-term president said Monday he would be willing to hand over power after a referendum in an apparent bid to pacify mass protests and strikes that posed the biggest challenge to his 26 years in office. Meanwhile, opposition candidate Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya announced in a video from Lithuania released Monday that she is ready to become the leader of the country. She said she's ready to create, quote, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections, real, honest, and transparent elections that will be unequivocally accepted by the international community. This is VOA News. Monday, China.